Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Pokemon Go fever is sweeping the nation. Yeah. People are playing it in practically every age group, from kids to adults. But what about Dad? Doesn't he deserve a game of his own? Introducing Pokemon Ho. Dad will have hours of fun driving around looking for Jigglypuffs. The game will direct him to all area massage parlors. And once he selects one, all he has to do is walk in and say the special code phrase, "Let me have a Pikachu naked." Pokemon Ho, the new app just for Dad, with a storyline that's guaranteed to have a happy ending.
Hey, by the way, that's not too far off because Pokemon porn searches are up 136% in just the last, well, since the beginning of the week.
Does that mean people dress up like Pokemons?
I don't know what.
And do it in the suits?
I don't know, man.
I was looking earlier, Drex, and there is a porn parody for Pokemon already.
Already. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might want to listen to our podcast from the 7 o'clock hour where we had the security expert on talking about the risk that if you downloaded it early, like over the weekend, last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you might want to delete it and try it again. There's a new updated version, but and look, be careful, because if you downloaded it early, there was this third-party thing going on where everything Gmail connected, all your email, all your contacts, everything in there, everything in your smartphone can be held by a third party.
Well, what he was saying, if you bought it from a third-party app store,
right.
That hackers could get access to your information, and that could be a big problem, obviously.
Now, they updated it, what did he say, yesterday or today for iOS?
Exactly. So they updated the verbiage, to give less access to the app maker, essentially. And they said it was all a big mistake to begin with. So.
And by the way, people are getting caught cheating because of Pokemon Go. I've got the first story. It follows you around. So there's a Pokemon Go history, and the girl recognized the area where the guy's at, and you got to remember, it's just like Waze, man.
Like, there's some Pokemon going on in there.
There's a lot of Pokemon going on.
I didn't discover that feature. How do you go back to your history?
I don't know.
You can stalk people through Pokemon Go?
Well, and
A little bit, yeah.
Here's what we did. We sent Amanda down to Pier 39, and she was talking. What did you say? 7 out of 10 people that you were talking to down there were playing Pokemon Go?
That was a rough number, yeah. For about 20 minutes there, I was just pointing to every single person on their phone and said, "Are you playing Pokemon Go?" And they would either say, "Yeah, haha," or they would say, No. As in, like, I'm going to play it later. I'm with my girlfriend right now.
You know, but the scariest thing that you got out of the conversation is I had you on two different breaks, and each break you had a different dude on who said, yes, he was driving around playing Pokemon Go.
I mean, as if
that's
texting
really
and
scary.
Driving isn't bad enough.
Yeah.
You got to actually, like, shoot
through the hoop or something, the ball.
The ball. You got to catch the Pokemon with the ball, and that takes some movement and concentration.
But you were telling me that this game isn't like just a nerdy game. It was a little bit more social than you thought it was when you first started playing.
Yeah, it's not like someone's locked in their room playing Zelda. A lot of people that I saw on the pier were doing the same thing that I was. They were there just to play Pokemon because there were so many Pokemons to catch on the pier.
Yeah, that's a good place to put them.
There was one guy who, right when I started, he saw me, like, walking around, swiping my phone, catching pokies, and he started talking to me first. He said, "Are you playing Pokemon Go?" I said, "Yeah, dude." He was like, "Isn't there so much going on right here? Isn't it so great?" I was like, "Yeah, dude." 45 minutes later, you know, I'm walking in a straight line down the Embarcadero. Same guy, same friend. They were like, "Hey, it's our friend. How you doing?" I said, "I leveled up 3 levels."
And then the stories where, you know, we're already getting stories where kids are knocking on people's door saying that can they come in there and catch the Pikachu or whatever.
Yeah, somebody working down in our promotions department told me that this afternoon, that she was home after work or whatever, and a little kid knocked on her door asking if she could come in to get the Pokemon, and her mom was with her. But just imagine, you know, if the kid was unsupervised, I don't know.
Well, you know, look, I don't want to be the you know, the grumpy old man here, but we've already got stories coming out of Phoenix that Pokemon Go has locations at sex offender residences, things like that. That's scary.
Well, yeah. I think it's just part of the bugs that they need to work out, but hopefully they figure that out sooner rather than later.
And then the other thing that you need to know, and this, boy, this is a good one, and where did we find this? Yahoo Today. Some players have expressed worries on social media that the game could result in fearful property owners pulling a gun out. This is a scenario that could fall into that legal gray area in nearly 24 states with the Stand Your Ground. I'll know that from Florida, yes. That allows people wide latitude to use deadly force when they believe they're in danger. So if you're in your yard or you're trying to get into their house or in their window, you know, they pop you, too bad.
Why are there Pokemons inside people's houses to begin with?
Look, I was watching Fox News today, and Shepard Smith was talking about this, you know, and he's like a lot of guys my age. He doesn't really get it yet because he hasn't put it on his phone. He said, "I will when I know it's safe," which is exactly where I'm at. I mean, you know, for security reasons. But so he went to break, and then he came back, and he said, "Well, it turns out that there are Pokemon. What are you looking for? Goals or hoops or whatever?"
A couple of things. Okay, you need modules, or I forgot the other word for them, but little star things. Okay. And it's actually historical monuments.
Well, but they were showing up in the Fox News Center, and security had a problem with that.
Because it's a place and a time. Like,
it's a
all
business.
The trailheads.
Yeah.
Well, big businesses, especially businesses along the Embarcadero that are historical, like the piers, the Alcatraz send-off, like, those were places where they put these modules, and that's where you have to go to find out a little fun fact about it,
spin it, and
get your Pokeballs.
Right. Because, for instance, Al, I'm sure, did it send you to the old ship here? Because this is where, right here on Battery, okay, is where, I mean, we're sitting on land, we're on a landfill right now. Yeah, the ship is, you know, you do know that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The old ship bar.
I've been to the old ship.
Yes.
I've seen the floor in there.
It's the media. It's the media broadcast center. It's the main hookup place for all the media people in San Francisco.
They call it the old ship because it's on top of an old ship. It used to be a ship bar, a ship that served booze out of the ship.
Right.
And now it's a bar on land.
Yes, and that would be the end of San Francisco. That was a pier, and then this was all landfill in the financial district.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so that's a historical thing. But back to talking about some of these places. Now, businesses, now this is where this gets really slick, and you can see the cha-chings going on. Who is this, by the way? Is this Nintendo or is this Google?
No, Nintendo, and there's a local app company that starts with an N, and the name of it.
Oh, I know. I
escapes
know
me at this
about.
Point.
I'll find it. Niantic.
Yes.
Yeah. So businesses want you, and they want these things to be set up that you have to go inside their stores, so you're in there walking around and you're tempted to buy things.
Yeah, but if you're looking for Pokemon and Jigglypuffs and what, Squirtles?
You're not going to be buying things.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be buying stuff.
No, but they're looking for traffic. So it might not be a bad idea.
They're looking for traffic accidents, if that's the case. People are going to be running into each other.
Well, they already
or they're just
are.
Going to stand in a group.
They already are.
I didn't run into anybody today.
Well, you're not stoned.
You know what?
I mean,
I can't wait until somebody
not yet
somebody using this app crashes into somebody with a hoverboard, and that will bring 2016 in full circle. Well,
and then they ultimately run over somebody with a selfie stick. It'll be just a perfect combination.
Oh, I almost got taken out by a selfie stick on the pier, actually. I was looking down. I was playing Pokemon, and this guy just took it out, and it almost hit me in the nose.
Oh, my God.
I had
to
duck.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now you know, people. So I think by the end of next week, my head's going to explode hearing about this. But maybe over the weekend, I'll try it.
I mean, now that it's safe.
Yeah. Now that it's safe to download.
But you have to get outside and go for a walk.
Oh, well, that's not a bad idea.
And do it somewhere populous. I mean, honestly, everyone knows who is all playing. You can tell that that guy over there is also swiping his phone and looking for the same module and Pokemons that you are.
Sarah from Fairfield, you're on KGO. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I actually wanted to share a Pokemon story that happened to me yesterday that I thought was kind of crazy. But apparently, I'm part of Team Mystic, which, for those of you that don't know, is like the blue team. There's teams. There's three of them. There's Valor, Mystic, and then the yellow one. We don't talk about them. But
I'm on the yellow team.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean it like that. Anyways, so we were out in Fairfield at the City Hall. There's this lovely pond out there. At about 10 o'clock at night, about 20 of my friends, like our group of nerdy friends, right? We're all in our 20s, and, you know, we're sitting there minding our own business, throwing Pokeballs, and we had it lured and everything. And the police show up and tell us that there had been a report of a fight where we were. And they asked us, they were super nice, but they asked us to please leave the property because I guess someone from one of the other teams, I found out later, when someone from the other team reported to the police that we had started a fight so they could clear us off of it and take all of our Pokemon.
Oh, my God. It's come to that already.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
That's drama.
That is great. Thank you very much
that's
for the
drama.
Call. Yeah, that's drama. All right. Oh, man.
This means war in some places. I mean, stories that they were in, they had Pokemon at the Holocaust Museum.
Yes, Arlington Cemetery.
And all kinds of places where they shouldn't be.
Right. Yeah, they're going to have to do some adjusting. Remember, the game's not even a week old. I mean, it's already bigger than Twitter.
But no one could remember how long they'd been playing it.
Unbelievable. All right, let's take a break and we'll continue with the fun. Now you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
On KGO 810. And
this is America's Got Talent, a cappella version of Freebird.
Talking about maybe coming on this show, and I was trying to think of what in my mind we were looking for, and then I just realized what it was. It's you. You are everything this show is all about. Congratulations.
Gentleman's name is Lincoln Bridge, so he made it through to the next round. So the judges cut 20 acts down to 7 last night. And also, this guy made it. And I have to tell you, so this is, if you go to TMZ, if you want to see Chip Franklin in 20 years, it's this guy. Okay. doesn't he look like him? I mean, it's like a carbon copy of what I picture. And I love Chip, with all due respect. Yes, what he'll look like in 20 years. I love this. This guy's name is John Hecklinger, and he made it to the big time. He's 82 years old. So I might be, you know, might take Chip 30 years to catch up, but whatever. So, but anyway, he did I'm cutting him a break. So he did a cover of Drowning Pool's Bodies. Drowning Pool, the hard rock band, the song Bodies on America's Got Talent. Now, again, remember, this guy's 82. Listen. The judges are like, what the hell is this going to be?
Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all.
Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name, sir?
John Hettlinger.
Where are you from, John?
I'm from Broomfield, Colorado.
And, John, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 82 years old.
No, you're not. Are you retired now?
Yes, I retired about 15 years ago. That's about the time I started doing karaoke.
Before you retired, what was your job?
The most recent one was aerospace engineering. I was a... yes, I was blessed to be the program manager for the COSTAR instrument that repaired the Hubble Space Telescope.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Did you go to space?
I was a Navy pilot. That was far enough into space.
Wow.
Wow. Stand by. Here it comes.
After everything you've done, why have you decided to come on the show this year?
Well, this would be probably the high point of my life and my many careers. It's
So without putting words into your mouth, we're sort of more important than the Hubble telescope.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. All right, John, well, listen, good luck.
Okay.
Get ready.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
This is standing, oh, man. And the guy's 82. I could tell you something. If I would scream like that, I would blow up my pipes. My career would be over. How he does that at 82 is beyond me. He must have never screamed in his entire life.
That's, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can do serious, serious damage to your vocal cords, that act. And that's why they do it when they're young, because it goes away. Yeah, it doesn't
last long.
Well,
I mean, if you were listening to him, his voice wasn't, like, the most... You know, pristine and loudest or whatever, but he's got talent. Good. I mean, definitely good. On the karaoke level.
Hey, let's talk about age for a second. So I know people love to say you're only as old as you feel. Well, that's a really positive outlook on life. But, yeah, it's really not true, is it? A new survey found that the average person thinks you're officially too, I don't know, that you officially grow up at age...
38.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got a few more years.
You do have a couple more years. Yeah. I only make it on one of these. And here are the ages when people say you're too old to do certain things. You're too old to get a tattoo or a belly button piercing, anything over 38. You're also too. So you only got a couple years, dude. You better throw
well,
down
I have that
a
neck
lot of
tattoo
these.
Tattoo planned, so. Gonna get KGO tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah, that would be a brilliant idea. And put Cumulus on your ass. Okay, next, you're too old to get drunk in public when you're 38.
38, everything is 38. Yeah, come on.
You're too old to watch reality television when you're 41. But come on, man, please. No way.
That's kind of dumb.
That is dumb. You're too old to wear a football jersey at 42.
Oh, I've already given that up. I think I'm too old now.
You're too old to go nightclubbing at
20.
No. What do you think the age is?
You're getting older, so it's going to be like 45.
You're almost right. 44.
All right.
Yeah. And it's so funny because, recently hit 51. And my other half, we're the exact same age, right? So she had to go out to a nightclub because it was a client. And I said, oh my God, how weird is that going to be? Because honest to God, I used to be Mr. Nightclub. I haven't been in a nightclub in probably 10 years.
Yeah, you definitely hit that point when you're like, I'm done with this, right?
Yeah. Well, it just becomes inappropriate, doesn't it? I go to a music festival. What's the age? 45.
Oh, I could see that.
That sounds about right. Wear a bikini.
50?
46. Wear skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans. That's got to be reserved for like hipsters and stuff. And none of those hipsters are.
Right. That's it. I don't know. You push, if you're a dude, you go past waist size 32, you're pushing your luck, I would say.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, 47. What is your waist size?
34.
Okay. Right.
And I look good.
Oh, F you. All right. As in Facebook. Have a Facebook profile. This is interesting.
You're never too. My dad has a Facebook.
No,
profile.
There's a number on this. 49.
That's dumb. Get out of town.
Now wait, I win on one of these. You're too old to stay out past midnight when you are 52.
Okay,
got another year.
You can still go.
I can still go.
You don't seem like the type of person that would enjoy staying out past midnight very much.
Not so much. Yeah. No. All right, we're gonna take a break and we'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap up. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
KGO 810 traffic. Listen, and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Okay, so Spotify has loosely identified the most popular songs for a couple's first dance at weddings. To do it, they analyzed thousands of playlists from around the world titled First Dance. So pure science here. Let's take a listen. So, by the way, I'm going to jack it up to 5 here. So number 10 is Amazed by Lone Star. Number 9 is Better Together by Jack Johnson. Number 8 is Everything by Michael Bublé. Number 7 is I Won't Give Up by Jason Mars. Number 6 is Make You Feel My Love by Adele. Number 5 is
All of My Doubt Suddenly Goes Away.
1,000 Years. That's a good one. If you'd have that in the prenup, though. 1,000 years. Come on. Let me see. That's number 5. Number 4 is
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. I'll give my all.
I really thought John Legend would be number 1. At number 3, it's
Ray LaMontagne.
It works better when you turn that
He's
thing
He's a fellow
on.
Maine boy, you know.
Oh, well, didn't know that.
That's why I know him so good.
Lobster boy. Okay.
And baby, the way you move me, it's crazy.
I never even heard this song.
My wife loves it.
Like you see right through me and make it easier.
Who's her main boyfriend?
Believe me, you don't even have to try. Oh, because you are the best thing.
You're the best thing.
You are the best thing.
I never heard that song. All right, number 2, most popular first dance wedding songs.
At last.
I mean, come on, peeps, yes.
My love has come along.
How old are these people getting married, 82?
It doesn't matter. You would play this for your parents or your grandparents.
My lonely days are over.
Etta James.
And life is like a song.
bring you up to number one and bring you up to pretty much, I don't know, current time. The most popular wedding song in the world right now is by Ed Sheeran.
So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now.
All right, that's number one. And then once that's out of the way and a couple years go by when you're fat, remember that there's a new survey out that Drex told you about, that fat people are less intelligent than thin people. People who are overweight make wrong food choices as they have less gray and white matter in their brain, according to the Daily Mail today. Researchers compared BMI and levels of gray and white brain matter, looked at Salient's network of brain linked to motivation and willpower. Fatter people had lower levels of white matter in that part of the brain. So fat people are less intelligent than people with normal weight, this proactive study claims. Overweight men and women have less gray and white matter in the key areas of their brain. They also have greater impulsivity and altered reward processing, according to this study. The researchers said that their findings could explain why overweight people make poor diet choices. They do not have the mental capacity to control themselves, nor are they able to stop themselves from making poor choices when they do eat something. So it's not necessarily their fault. And by the way, Amanda, I need a picture of you with your fish bra.
My what?
Your fish bra, brassiere.
When did I start wearing a bra?
Oh, well.
You know, I was just going to say, that's probably sexual harassment, Drex, until she said that.
Thank you, because I was just going to say, this host doesn't look at those things, and I don't care what you're doing.
It's okay.
All right.
Are these like fish bowls?
Is that like Lady Gaga's meat dress?
Kind of, sort of. Apparently, this is a new photo trend of like an Instagram thing. Yeah, fish bra. That's where women pose topless, but they hide their boobs behind a fish or two fish.
Like a real
Wait,
fish
you hold
or
the fish?
Yes, two fish. Yes.
With a tank?
No.
You just hold the fish in the air?
You're supposed to be on a boat posing on a fish with that you just caught. So
okay.
You don't just let your girls go out with a shrink wrap package of salmon or something from the frozen aisle at Costco.
No, so you take out a trout and then you hold it up right in front of your...
Not your trouser trout.
One trout or two trouts?
Two sardines in my case.
Well, it depends. I think it depends what you need to cover. Like, obviously, you need a bigger fish, like a salmon, if you're more endowed. And, you know, maybe a pickerel will work if you're less endowed.
What's the hashtag on this?
Fish bra.
Fish bra, yeah.
Fish bra.
Yeah.
Fish bra.
Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. This is good. So robots might be cheaper to employ than humans, but it seems that they still need to work on their people skills. Last week, a robot security guard at the Stanford Shopping Center in Silicon Valley knocked down a toddler while on duty and then apparently just kept driving.
Bad robot.
The bot hit a 16-month-old, knocking him to the floor. Was not seriously hurt by the incident because, you know, 16-month, they just bounce them off the walls, I think.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying. I mean, they fall.
Drex does not have kids.
Right. No. But I mean, kids fall and they get up and, you know, I fall and I don't get up. You know, that's the difference. Okay. Chalk this up to one of the violations of blah, 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 the laws of robotics. A robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. So there are rules for that. Okay. Let's see. Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Ho.
Pokemon Ho. We had Pokemon Ho. By the way, I'm going to have fun with the British broadcasters coming up next with the Ghostbusters. She puts Ghostbusters all over the place. Ghostbusters, the new one with all the ladies coming out.
Oh, yeah,
that's coming up.
I can't wait to hear Tim Sika's review about that.
So I have the good news tonight is two women found an injured puppy while playing Pokemon Go. It was an injured puppy who had been left out to die. They ended up saving its life. So, Pokemon Go, something good. Let's take a listen. If it'll give it to me.
Can I take it home?
Can you take it home?
I wonder if that's what they were on. You know.
I don't know.
I'd want to take it home.
It's a puppy.
Yeah. Nurse it back to health.
That could be fun.
This is going to be a bummer because now you know what's happening. This is when my computer always freezes at this time of night.
It's the Pokemon servers.
I know, right?
They're going down.
Too much Pokemon stuff.
They're taking down everything else.
Jeez.
Taking over the world.
Let's try it again. Okay. No, not going to go. All right. So full story. I'm like the guys on Channel 7. I still have the story. So they decided to kill time by playing the new Pokemon Go. Everybody's playing it. So they were at the nearby park looking for a Jigglypuff.
Of course.
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Yes. But instead they ended up finding an injured puppy. It was about 4 months old. And it might be part lab. It's not clear what happened, but its mouth was bleeding and had broken legs. So then while they were trying to help it, the pizza delivery guy finally showed up at their place and called them. And it turned out he was just finishing training to be a paramedic. So he checked out the dog's injuries, used his medical kit in his car to bandage up his legs. They took it to an animal shelter, and it looks like it's going to be okay.
Thank goodness.
I didn't need the computer anyway. To hell with the computer. All right, we're going to have fun. Don't go away. Wait till you hear the weather reporter from the UK doing the Ghostbusters references in her weather report. Coming up next on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
In the nation, people are playing it in practically every age group, from kids to adults. But what about Dad? Doesn't he deserve a game of his own? Introducing Pokemon Ho. Dad will have hours of fun driving around looking for Jigglypuffs. The game will direct him to all area massage parlors. And once he selects one, all he has to do is walk in and say the special code phrase, "Let me have a Pikachu naked."
Let me have a Pikachu naked.
Pokemon Ho, the new app just for Dad. With a storyline that's guaranteed to have a happy ending.
Yeah, except, you know, if the wife or your partner is playing along, they know where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
people forget that part. this thing is so new, and it's only been out, it's not even a week.
Yeah.
It's a week tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
So people don't know that other people can follow you that are in your group, right?
I mean, they know where you're at.
Look, we talked about this earlier. I am still not putting it on my phone until I am sure that everything on my phone is not going to some third-party company.
It's probably a safe bet. Yeah. I mean, we made our intern Amanda do it. But.
Right. But that's why she's an intern. Plus, she has, to be honest, she has a burner phone, so what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't
give it a go.
Right. Give it a go. This is fun. So, I mean, all kinds of weird things are happening. Yes, people are, you should be warned. Yes, people are being robbed. Last night we had the story about the girl who found a dead body.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. I can't imagine coming across a dead body.
The federal government made it very clear today that you are not to enter Arlington Cemetery and play Pokemon Go. They will arrest you.
And it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, and by the way, what is up with all this cemetery stuff? I don't really get it.
Did you hear that there were some people in Auschwitz playing Pokemon Go, and they got into some trouble.
Way inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got some figuring out to do, these developers. And if you missed the whole Pokemon Go story with the Breitbart guy, we were talking about, the analytical guy. Yeah, you can listen to the KGO podcast from the 7 o'clock hour today, KGOradio.com, or the KGO app, and just go to Drex and download it. So here's a dude falling into a pond while playing Pokemon Go. We'll have fun at his
Drex. There's a lure up here, though, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
There's someone on the bridge?
Yeah, I heard him talking.
I'm probably going to go check that out. Wait, how do I even get up there?
Holy I didn't know that was water.
That was funny. Pokemon Go.
His Pokemon phone go in water.
I did not realize that was water.
Wow.
I know, you got me, dude.
Hopefully that phone's waterproof or at least resistant.
Samsung, right. If it's an Apple, you're screwed, right?
Although I have heard rumors that the new Apple phone is going to be a little water resistant, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that one.
Well, we'll see how that works out. All right, I have this fun thing here. So there's a weather reporter in England that did a forecast that was jammed with Ghostbuster puns. because Ghostbusters is coming out.
Of course.
So let's have some fun with this.
Hi, I'm Sean Welby. So I'm afraid you'll need your parka this afternoon with scattered showers expected in between the odd ray of sunshine. Clouds will stay puffed today, so in the heavy downpours of rain, don't cross the streams or rivers unless it's safe to do so, as there could be some local flooding on the roads. If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? The Met Office. Now, as you'll be pleased to hear, a lot of the showers goes away tonight, but keep hold of your wig. The winds pick up in the west, and tomorrow morning you'll have to figure out whether or not to wear your wellies as you weave around those puddles like a pro. Tons of heavy showers may halt many of your outdoor plans, so you might want to do something indoors until this bad weather goes away. But don't worry, you'll be happy to know we've got a brighter start on Wednesday in the east, but the rain is coming later, so have an umbrella handy as you'll definitely get your Hemsworth of rainfall in the afternoon. So, Leslie, what's going on Thursday? Now, the sun will bust through the cloud, so there's no need to be afraid, as it looks like summer finally answers the call.
And 100%, so 100% chance of getting slimed, I would say. My God. And, you know, I don't know. I hope it's better than the trailer, because the trailer was the worst trailer ever.
Yeah, it was totally panned by just about everybody on the internet.
Ever. Oh, I don't know if you know that the little-known fact about Ghostbusters, Bill Murray's character Carl from Caddyshack was supposed to be in the movie, but the scene got cut out. In the original Ghostbusters, I have the scene. Check it out.
Okay, I don't agree with you on the U.S. decision to rebuild Nicaragua, but I disagree on the other thing. I think that a good karate guy is always going to top a heavyweight boxer.
No. You take any martial artist, black belt, I don't care how good he is, what degree, you put him in a ring with a power puncher like Chuck Wepner, Wepner would devastate him every time.
Okay, I agree with that, but I think that Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Kowloon are going to be your three big terrible bargains this year.
Run! Get out of the way! Ah!
So that never made it to Caddyshack, which is awesome because it was Bill Murray and Aykroyd, obviously, walking through Central Park when Rick Moranis comes running up past them to get away from the demon dog. And Murray used his Carl voice from Caddyshack. And you could tell they were hammered. You know, when they filmed the whole Caddyshack, they were hammered the whole time.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't realize that.
You didn't know that. Well, now you know.
Well, I've heard that about game shows.
But, for sure. Well, yeah.
But
yeah,
not movies like
drink
that.
Up, yeah.
That's cool.
VH1 had its hip-hop honors Monday, and Betty White was there. I think she's 90 now. Did a dramatic reading to Queen Latifah's Unity. Let's take a listen to this.
Who you calling a bitch? I walked past these dudes. When they passed me, one of them felt my booty. He was nasty. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eye. They don't write him like that anymore.
They certainly don't.
No, why do they keep having her do naughty things?
I don't know, but it's
she
great.
She does them.
She does them. She doesn't care.
I know. All right. Are you ready? I've warned you. I have Metallica. Seriously. Someone put together a fake commercial for Metallica's Greatest Hits collection, but with meowing instead of singing.
No.
Yes, I must.
Now that's what I call music. Not available in any store. It's Meowtalica. 40 of their furriest hits on one cat-tastic collection. Featuring Greatest Hits.
Meow, meow.
Now that's what I call music.
Meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
Call today.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, I think we get the point, but we'll send that one out to Valerie Branch since she's our resident cat lady producer. She wants the licky brush, you know.
I bet she'd be headbanging to that. I can see her doing that at home right now.
I'm buying her the licky brush. That's that thing you put in your mouth and then you can lick your cat.
Yeah, that's gross.
On that note,
get that away from me.
I think we've had enough, and it's time to make way for the John Bachelor Show, who is next on KGO 810.